Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about when to remail a county. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what does that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up, and we've addressed those issues in this course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together, took the best parts of each of their business, and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you got to do is go to our website. It's www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the training tab, get signed up, get started, and rock and roll, become a land investor.
Friday.
Here we go.
Yep.
What's up?
Nothing. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
We got some bad juju this week. One of our spots that we go have margaritas, sit on the patio, let the kids run wild, is closing down on us.
That's still a shocker to me. That's such a hot spot.
And right now, going into fall here, well, weather's about to be nice. That's about to be our prime location.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't get it. It has to be like poor management. Every time I see a business fail like that, I think, poor management. And that relates to anything. That could be bland, anything, you know?
Yeah.
You said you hate the server, you hate the service there, right?
No, I like the service. My server was always good. It was the hostesses. Like, I want to strangle them sometimes. And I'm not somebody that loses my cool on service industry people. Like, I did that. I trained people to do that. Mm-hmm. So I understand the understanding perspective and talking customer or, you know, that relationship. But there, it's like they should have done a math test with some of these girls, and they didn't do it. So if you have 7 tables outside, each of them hold 5 people, that's 35 people can fit outside, and you ask to go on the patio, and you see on their book they have multiple servers out there, so it's not like one section's closed, and you go, hi, well, there's going to be 6 of us, we're going to like to sit on the patio. It's going to be like 45 minutes. For what? For you to go look outside, try to decide what 2 tables to put together. I'll give you a hint. There's a 4-top and another 4-top. We're going to squish those together. We're going to lose 2 seats. That's going to make 6, and we're all going to be happy.
I hear some rage in your voice.
Dude,
I want to backtrack. This is not the winery, in case anyone is
wondering. This is not the winery.
The winery's safe. It's solid.
The winery's not going to go out of business. We'll buy the winery before it goes out of business, because I've already got plans for it. Like, when they decide they want to sell, I'm going to take it over, and we're going to put some Airbnb out there, some little cottages. So you go have some wine. You ain't got to drive home. You just go to our cottages. Have a good time.
Nice.
Bring your wife, your girlfriend, your other girlfriend.
Both. Yeah.
It's going to be big time.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But yeah, that sucks. I don't even know what to say about it.
Yeah. Taco Diner, Waterside, you will be missed. And Adam doesn't want to go into business for a restaurant with me there, because, I mean, it's a great spot, great locale. It's got people living all around you. Construction's done. They're through the summer. You're going to have a heck of a year. You have it up and going. It's kitchen's ready.
Yeah, I'm not about that restaurant life, especially a restaurant like that where we have to be there all the time.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back to something real quick. You said you've done the service industry. I don't think people quite got what you were saying.
Oh, you're going to put me out there like that?
The star bartender.
I was star bar qualified.
If you've ever seen Cocktails with Tom Cruise, then you've seen Justin behind a bar.
Yes. Yes. I used to walk around with a duct tape bottle just flipping
just
it.
Practicing. Just practicing.
I know. I mean, it's kind of like a ninja walking around with nunchucks, just making sure his skills are on fire.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I still can spin a bottle. I'm not going to lie. I can do it. I bust it out every now and again just to show.
Do you still have the duct tape one?
No. Jessica made me throw it out or something. She said, you're not bartending again. But I could. But they always ask me to make them mixed drinks when it's pool season.
Mm. Yeah, I may just... I don't know.
My grasshoppers.
I couldn't let that one go, though. You know, the star bartender.
Man, the good old days. Remember the life with no responsibilities. You just showed up. You had a good time at work. You got paid, and you went on your way to whatever the party was afterwards. That's the good old days.
Those are the good old days.
Man.
Lots of responsibility now.
Jeez, I think about how long ago that was now, though. We're getting old.
I don't like to think about it, because when you say, oh, that was only 17, 16 years ago, like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get away from this subject.
I know.
What are we talking? Remailing accounting. We're moving on along.
We're going to remailing accounting now.
Yeah, I saw this question the other day. So when's a good time? It's actually kind of funny because I saw the question, I think the day before we had just asked each other about it.
Yep.
And it brings up a good point because it's not like postcards.
Yeah.
Because you can send postcards all the time because you're just kind of doing a crapshoot there. But the letters are specific. You know, it's we're offering you this much and here's who we are and contact us back. And you don't want to flood people with them all the time.
Yeah.
So when's a good date?
You want me to give you my date?
I mean, if you have a date, I was asking in general, but yeah, if you have a good date, go ahead.
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I say that because the way I price and the way I do it, I've got mailing for the next 10 years planned. I just go down the list.
Oh, okay. So
now
you're not going back to a county then. That's what you're saying.
No. Now, I say that because it's kind of an unfair question for us because we do help a lot of people price counties. So has there been counties that I was like, you know, 6 months, a year later, I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind getting a couple more deals there. Like I'll throw LaFleur County, Oklahoma. I am comfortable buying in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, for a lot of people with the abstract office, the amount of money for closing, it scares them. And it's high risk because that attorney opinion coming back, waiting on that, and at that point, you're committed, if you go through title, $1,200. You're in it at that point. So you have to make sure that all your hits are going to be worth that. Or you close outside of title and you take that risk. Your choice. But like, I got ready to want to mail that again. I was like, man, it's getting about hunting season. I can hunt bear there. I can hunt deer. It's 3.5 hours from the home. Maybe I'll do my first development with a cabin in it. So that's like my mind was working. I was like, I'll remail it. It's been about a year. That county, when I mailed it last time, I think, I'm trying to go roughly, I think I made $150,000 in that county last time I mailed it. I was like, man, if I could get 40 or 50,000 profit off that county again, it'd be a good day. Maybe get a free 25, 40 acre up there near the forest or the woods and have a little hunt spot, a little cabin spot. But typically, I don't go back.
Yeah.
I may go back at a different size, but I do not mail the exact same data set.
Yeah, my answer is definitely not 10 years, but I was thinking about this because there's so much that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you only mail part of the county? Well, then go remail the next part.
Yeah.
A week later, it doesn't matter. If you blanket the entire county.
Yeah, and I'm saying when I hear remail county, I'm saying I mailed everybody with 10 to 200 acres, and I offered my price.
Yeah.
I shot my shot.
Yeah. No, I get that. I just feel like there's so much other stuff that goes into it. But let's just say in general, you mailed 0 to 200, and you mailed the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
When's comfortable to go back? Well, for me, maybe I feel really comfortable at a year.
Okay.
I would start thinking about it. Probably wouldn't have any kind of issue at 6 months.
Okay.
But I've never done as quick as 6 months. But I don't really see the problem in it.
Yep.
But
I typically will tell, like if I see a consultant client says they mail, I'll just say, I mailed LaFleur County April 1st. I get a guy calls me in May or June, and he's like, hey, man, I was thinking about mailing LaFleur County. What do you think? And I'm like, well, I made it April. I'll even tell you what I offered per acre, you know? And don't offer less than that because you're probably not going to get it. Offer more and see what you can get.
Mm-hmm. I think that's different because
it's not me. It's not the
it's
same.
It's not letter. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I look for other investors to be in a county.
Yeah.
That's one of my things.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't scare me. I'll mail it today and you can go mail it next week.
So with that mindset, can I use your letter, use mine, and we just mail every 3 months to the same counties that we know and love?
Well, our letters are essentially the same, but I guess we can switch names out. Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And by that thought process. So we just solved the mystery here. Justin says 10 years unless he's using Adam's letters, and it's every 3 months.
Yeah, well, you're not going back until 10 years from now. So.
And that's kind of funny. And the reason I say that, and I say it jokingly, but I say it with a lot of my thought process behind it. And here's what that thought process is. When I pulled in March, every county that had $1,000 or less per acre at 20 acres, there was 120-something of them. Call it 120. 120 counties that meet my margin. If I mailed one a month, that's 12 a year, times 12 is 10. So Bruce in our closed group, he did the same drill, but he used the 15 to 25, sub $35,000. There was 230 or 240 counties that met that margin. So by doing that, I mean, it could be 20 years. You just work through the list.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to be comfortable going to a different county every single time that way. Some people don't want to do that. Some people make their entire living working one county.
Okay.
Right.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm not mad at them either. I'm not mad at you. I think there's so that's what makes us great, because there's so many different ways to run your business.
Yeah. I love seeing the guys that stick to their state. They have a state like Florida, Arizona has come to mind, and they understand every inside and out, every detail of that, and they work it, and they just keep churning these deals, and they keep making a heck of a fortune, and they live a good life. Mm-hmm. They're happy with it. I'm happy for them. You're right. That's the glory of this, is there are so many different ways to manipulate the data, manipulate the business, and do it that you can't really own the business that way. You'd make it yours. You own it your way, and somebody just can't just copy it. They do it their way. They're going to find their own way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's why I love it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not as experienced with it, but try that with houses. Like, I don't think there's that many different options. Like, and you know, in one county, everyone is chasing the same houses. Yeah. They may just be going about it a different way, whereas we don't buy land in our own county.
Yep.
We're open to the entire country.
Yep. That's one of the guys that I talk with social media. I was on his podcast a while back, the Millennials Guide for House Investing or Real Estate Investing. He does houses, and they started in like the Bay Area, and they lost their ass. Well, he goes out, and now he has his markets that hit his rent rate. They go out, buy the houses, fix them, get them rented, sell it to a guy that wants to hold the rental. And so all they have to do is take the passive income, and they manage it for him. They do a turnkey rental program, and he found success in that. And I think he's built a $10 million portfolio. He's 23. Mm. It works. So you think about scaling outside of your immediate area. Go out to your counties. You work them. You know, if it's the same another question that comes up, same data set or different data set?
I new one every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
People die every day.
Yeah.
And so grandpa's leaving it to grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Husband and wife gets divorced. Husband's got it on his own now. Now he wants to sell.
Yeah. You got to pull new data.
It's cheap.
It is really cheap. And a lot can happen in 4 months, 6 months, even 1 month.
Yeah.
And even if in that time you pull new data, but you still hit someone that may have owned it before, they may not have needed your money at the time, but now they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fresh data. I think kind of the answer we came up with is whenever you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We did not give a date.
No, because I don't think there is one. It's because, like we just said, this is your business. Run it how you want.
And
whatever you're comfortable with. I feel really good, like zero qualms about 1 year for me. I would look at it at 6 months, maybe 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you went back to that county, it could be whenever.
Yeah.
Or you just throw my name on it.
I'm with you on that. I'm thinking, like, in my head, this is how my mind works, because I work very methodical, even though I'm goofy. And when we hear me on here, you wouldn't think that my mind works in such an organized fashion. But I'm thinking, if you tell me I can mail one once a year, all I need to do is pick 15 counties out. That gives me two or three variable counties, and I just remail them. And I build my whole career that way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You could do it in two states. You could do it in one state. And that'd be your whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if this was a part-time side hustle, great. You know that stuff inside and out. You'd have your closing agents, your photographers. Every year in January, I'm calling this guy. He knows.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, you can make a solid life for yourself doing that.
I like it. I like making solid life choices.
Good. Good. It's about time.
It's about time for once in your life, Justin.
Okay. Well, let's leave them there. Let them go do some stuff over the weekend.
Yeah. Pick you a few counties.
Yeah.
When you're going to mail them, mm-hmm. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. All right. And while you're doing that, go to Facebook and go to Instagram and give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We love you. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday.